Yeah.
All right, I guess we are done for this.
I think so. Do you think the 3 sheets will be enough? Oh, are we starting? Am I starting with 80 grit then, or 120?
I'll check what I have and just see if it's smoother or coarser or the same.
Because I know what
but
I want.
This is plenty too.
To start. What? So what did we just put in the cart? Oh, you need to check the wire brush.
I have 180.
180?
Oh, yeah, wire brush.
Yeah. 180. That's my finishing thing, though. I'm not starting with that.
Okay.
Remember, I'm not starting with that. I'm starting with a coarser...
You want to have 180? I mean, 80 start with?
Yeah. I want to get all this crap off first.
Well, with the crap off, you want to just... with a... I forgot what it's called. Putty knife.
No. I want
to... Just slide the putty knife. No, I know. For the flaked... particle.
Oh no, I've sanded flakes off.
Yeah, it's easier this way, so you sand what you need right away rather than sanding something you're gonna peel. Doesn't
right.
make sense. But let's check what do we call it?
Grit?
No.
The wire brush?
Yeah.
Okay.
The grid, let's see. I mean let me feel them and I'll check what I have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If not
we're going back to Home Depot.
So, what you said you're going to start with 120?
Yeah, probably.
This is 120.
What you bought was 120?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said what you bought was 180.
No, it's 120.
I want to start with 120 and finish with 180.
Okay.
Over here, Mom.
Okay, what I have something like that. You see it? So, what you do is you run it through.
Along the grain of the wood?
Yeah, it takes along the flakes.
Yeah. So, but run it along the grain, horizontally along the grain of the wood. In other words, not cross-cutting. What is it? What is it? I'm forgetting now. Oh, yeah. What are you using? What? I don't think I'd be using this.
No.
Oh, that's for you.
Yeah, this is for...
What are you using that for?
The cool fence.
Oh, you're doing your own restoration? Oh, well. I plan on actually trying to make a YouTube documentary about the project because, you know, many people are interested in, you know, a visually impaired person doing this. I think it's going to be good. And if I do it all by feel, you know, and have it look good, you know, not perfect, but good, you know, very good. Who knows? I might use it as a marketing tool.
Okay, let's go. They say they have special on hoses.
Okay, I need you to be on my other side.
Why?
Because I normally... There we go. I don't know why, I just do.
Okay.
I can hear better on my left side, maybe? And that's one thing, that's actually one reason why I don't want to use an electric sander, is because I don't have any earmuffs.
No, it doesn't, we have earmuffs, but it doesn't look that much.
Because the one I used was a heavy-duty industrial sander at the shop at Ruston. Oh, no, this one was...
I mean, if anything, it just numbs you.
Numbs my hand.
Yeah, your
hand. No, this one was loud. I mean, it was to the point where... Are we in the nursery?
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. Smells different. And my eyes are starting to water. That car is souped up. No, the one we had was an industrial one. It was really heavy. I was working with probably a 2 or 3 pound sander. Oh, were you looking at your weed killer?
No.
Hose for what? Oh. Gotcha.
see it there. It's gone.
So, if I work hard enough at this, excluding this Tuesday, because I'm going to be up at 6 a.m. for the job fair, can I get this whole project done by May 16th or 15th? Huh? Which I don't. Now, if I were crunched for a well, I am crunched for a deadline, but if someone were, if someone said, okay, you have, 2 weeks to get this done, yeah, I would. I plan on it. I'm on a deadline, but I want to reveal this thing on the day of my graduation. I mean, you'll know what it looks like, but if I have any, guess over whatever for lunch or whatever, I want them to see. Woo! Okay. Yeah. This could have hit me. No, I could have hit this. A post. Yeah, I think I'm on the right track. At least I know what I'm doing and talking about. You know what I mean, Baba? Or at least I'm trying. But I do want to try and go with it. Do this as a semi-hobby, you know. You never know. Someone might not have the time or inkling on how to do it. And I figure by, documenting my steps and what I'm doing, I can put together a bit of a presentation and use that as part of my portfolio. Did you find your wire brush?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be working on this at all on Tuesday. I have to be up by like maybe 5:30 in the morning for the job fair. It starts at it starts at around 5 in the morning, but I'm not getting up that early. I'm just not. The thing that sucks is my body's predicting a storm. I'm really hoping that it's wrong this time. The only thing it can do is rain and cold. And probably snow if we had it. Actually, we did have it last year. By the way, I tried to record snow. And, it didn't come out that good. I couldn't do it. It came out kind of sounding odd.
I'm missing the word. You need to change the laws.
Yes, that's you do.
The future.
It is. If you want, I can do it, but I hate doing it. It took me 4 hours to do the one that was for the test. I passed. But it took me 4 hours to do it. No, I think I'll focus on my project. You focus on the lock. I'll get my chance to do that at some point. Again. And I hope never to do it again.